Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I wonder, do you know this children's song? It was sung best by John Denver, and it's called The Garden Song. I learned it as a child, and it has always stuck with me. The words go, inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All I need is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. If you know this, I bet you'll be humming it the rest of the day or night. It's one of these tunes that sticks with you. And I was humming it, thinking about our analogy of God's grace growing as seed in the garden of our souls. This week, we continue to ask, what does growing in grace mean for us? And the reality is that some work needs to be done in the garden of many Christian lives because we are not growing in grace. We've become stagnant. Instead of growing in grace, we are growing in weeds. Christians are meant to grow, and if we are not growing, then we are dying. There's no remaining neutral. Like in a vegetable garden, if there is no growth, then there is death. Maybe this describes you today. Yes, you received the grace of God in your life, and you agree that you are saved from your sins by God's grace alone. But after you received His grace, you just left the seed there unattended. You have not nurtured the seed of grace with meaningful Bible study, with applying the sermons you hear and doing what God commands you to do. Your soil has weeds springing up everywhere because you've become so consumed by the world that you have no time for fellowship with other believers. You go to church. Outwardly, you go through the rituals, but there is no passion in you for Jesus Christ. Instead of growing in grace, you are shrinking in disgrace. I understand. I've been there, done that. There are those seasons in every Christian's life. But let me encourage you today to spend some time working in your garden. Even John Denver understood this. He sang, "All I need is a rake and a hoe." If we want our spiritual gardens to grow, then we need to rake. We need to hoe. We've got to get the weeds out. I suggest you have a talk with the gardener, who is God. Pray. Ask Him for the grace you need to grow up. Ask Him to rip out the weeds by their roots and throw them out to be burned at the garbage dump. Pray the predators away. Pray this bold and necessary prayer, "Lord, I want to grow in grace. Make me to grow in grace, whatever that takes." Admittedly, this is a scary prayer because you and I both know this will hurt. No pain, no gain. When God's rake and God's hoe come sweeping across the garden of our hearts, ow, it can hurt. But that's how we grow. And remember this, since you are a Christian, that means you have God's grace. So use the grace you already have while God goes gardening in your soil to produce even more grace in you. Draw deeply on the grace of God for you. And join me again tomorrow for the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.